As you know, over the course of this retreat, we'll be cultivating three different practices, beginning, as we've been doing, with the samatha practice, a simple focus on the breath to bring calm and stability to the mind. And we'll move next week to metta, or loving kindness, and then end our practices with awareness practice. But as I said right at the beginning of our retreat, even though there are distinctions between these practices, there are essences of each that are important for all of the practices. And so not to have such a rigid sense of separation between these three practices. So I spoke about cultivating the steadiness, or you could say the stillness, of the anapanasati, the breath meditation, the warmth, the kindness of the metta, and the spaciousness, or perhaps emptiness, of the awareness practices. That these form a triangle of support for each of the practices, so not held separate. But even as we do breath meditation, we want to do it with a sense of kindness, with a sense of compassion, bring that non-judgmental, accepting warmth of metta into how we do the breath meditation. And then we'll talk more about this as we move to the metta, but the calmness and the steadiness of that we've cultivated through samatha practice is really essential as we deepen in the metta. And the same with the spaciousness, that all of these practices are supported by the spaciousness or openness, stillness of the awareness practice. So even whatever the instructions we've been giving, for each of you to find your balance with those three aspects. You don't have to wait for us to teach metta to do metta practice. Some of you, if not all of you, have a metta practice that you've developed, whether you do it at the beginning of a sitting or at certain times of day or in response to a challenge that's arisen in the heart, the mind, or the body. This is very skillful. And then to approach the breath meditation with this spaciousness, openness of the awareness practice. And so please do include all of these three attitudes, even as we're giving these simple instructions around the breath. So I'm not going to offer any new instruction with the breath this morning, but just focusing on those three and how they can be supported as we do the breath meditation. So finding your posture that manifests physically these intentions towards alertness yet ease. All the different ways we can support that through a body scan, relaxing parts of the body, perhaps breathing in and out of different parts of the body to expand the awareness of the breath. Perhaps a moment or two of metta or compassion. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Sometimes people begin a practice session with an adhitana or determination. My intention is to gently receive each breath as it's offered. May I cultivate continuity of mindfulness with the breathing. Something very simple. Whatever works for you to open and steady the heart, the mind, the body. Beginning with a very spacious awareness of the current moment experience, the body sitting. It can be a simple way to bring in a spacious awareness where the frame of our attention is very wide. It includes the body sitting. Perhaps it includes sounds. Sound of the wind, sounds in the room. Perhaps we've had a moment of metta, of wishing ourselves well, so we warm the field a little. So we start with that, with a spacious, kind awareness, gentle, interested. And then can we just receive the breath? Not go looking for the breath, or tighten or narrow the focus of attention. But just within this spacious awareness, the breath is known, received. Once we make a connection with the breath in this gentle, spacious way, we have a choice of how to continue that relationship. It can be staying in that more spacious mode, relaxed, open breath in the whole body. Or perhaps there's a natural inclining to some clear sensations, the nostrils, upper lip, chest or abdomen. Seeing what supports your connection to the breath, to the in and out of the breath, the rhythm of the breath. And then we keep attuning, using skillful means. If the mind can stay open and spacious, but receive the breath with some degree of steadiness, beautiful. But if you find you've gotten a little tight, narrow, being willing to open up again. Move to a more spacious, receptive awareness of breath in the whole body. But if you find you've gotten too spacious, there's driftiness, if not a clarity, and some shifting of the focus of the lens, bringing in some interest through skillful means we've mentioned, like noting or counting, or perhaps the detail of knowing the beginning, middle, end of the in-breath, beginning, middle, end of the out-breath. We can be responsive to the state of the mind and the body. And it's often the case that the breath gets really subtle. And sometimes we want to force awareness of the breath, hunt for the breath. This can again lead to tightness. How can we soften the gaze with this alertness and interest to receive and know this, even this very subtle breath? Practice is always responsive, engaged, gentle but alert. Steady yet spacious. A warm, kind, interested attention to this act, the sensations of breathing. The breath is very subtle and the mind is quite still. You can also sometimes give emphasis just to the knowing of the breath. Consciousness that breath is happening, even if the sensations aren't strong. Sometimes we can gently direct the attention to where we usually know the breath, even if the sensations aren't strong or clear there, but there's a willingness just to rest the attention, curious, soft, in this place we normally can feel the breath. And part of the training is resting the attention there, even without strong breath sensations. Waiting to receive the breath if the sensations become clearer, or letting the mind and awareness become quite still. Not moving with the breath, looking for changing sensations, but emphasizing more the stillness of the knowing. This is where all of these practices can come together. Spacious awareness, receiving whatever is known in relationship to the breath. Still, quiet awareness. So as you continue your practice today, the coming days, helpful to keep in mind this frame of the steadiness of the practice, the warmth, the kindness of the metta, and the openness, the spaciousness of awareness practice, and see how skillfully balancing those can really support the practice. So our foundation is a wise effort, a right attitude, where there's a sense of the steadiness. We talk about continuity, but in reality it's more frequency of coming back from being lost, because no one is continuous all the time. But if we're willing to keep coming back, that frequency of coming back, the steadiness of that, that's the foundation. And then if we find there's aversion or judgment, some kind of tightness in the mind, to bring in the warmth of metta, the acceptance. And that can vary from just an attitude, just to bring in a sense of kindness towards yourself and your practice, or more specifically doing some metta, whether it's at the beginning of a practice session or in response to a difficulty, mind, heart's gotten tight, around current experience, around the body, or around some past memory that's coming up that's painful, can respond to that with metta or compassion, self-compassion perhaps. Could be skillful for you to do a whole period of metta. And again, most of you, I think, have had training in metta to do a sitting or perhaps a walking period where you formally cultivate metta for some extended period, just to bring that quality in. When we teach concentration retreats, we will usually teach the other Brahmavihara or teach the Brahmaviharas in the afternoon, just to encourage people to bring that in. Because we're going to do that very specifically next week, we haven't done that this week, taught it as a practice you can include now, but please do, please feel that again is a skillful response to conditions, to either brighten the mind, soften the heart, respond to something difficult. And then to hold your practice with this sense of spaciousness, of receptivity, of ease, so important. So it's essential, really. But the more subtle levels of that can be, as I just pointed to very simply, noticing, especially at times if the breath is very subtle, the stillness of the attention itself, that the attention can rest in the object, whether it's the breath where the breath is usually known, perhaps at the top of the upper lip or sense of the chest or belly, or even the whole body, as the body is still in the sitting posture and the mind knows that there's a stillness sort of reflected that we can tune into or cultivate a little bit. And then even more subtle is the stillness of the knowing itself that we'll highlight more clearly in our last set of practices. But just a subtle moving between those can really invite this triangle of support, of practice, and be so skillful. And so in the walking, the same. When you find you're getting tight or having some sense of agenda about the walking, what would it be like to just receive the movement, to be more spacious about it? And again, if you find you're getting just spaced out, it's lovely right now, the senses perhaps delighting in the lushness or the flowers or the sun. What would be a skillful way of coming back to a more connected experience of the walking? Bringing the breath along with you as you walk. Again, sometimes in a very spacious way, breath in the whole body, a kind of integrated sort of 50-50 balancing of the breath and the body. Or as the experience becomes more subtle or still, the breath coming more into the foreground. But again, with those qualities still present, steadiness, warmth, spaciousness. So just experimenting and exploring see what's supportive for your practice. Okay, so any questions this morning about these practices, your practice?